Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is mild tonight. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa experiences a light breeze. If you're out, it's a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Hezbollah fired on the north earlier today, prompting the IDF to strike Beirut. President Macron condemned the attacks. Former President Trump criticized NATO's response. Also from JTA, the ceasefire with Iran is unstable, as the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar stated the Iran ceasefire does not include Hezbollah. He communicated this in a call with his German counterpart. Separately, Walla reports that IDF soldier Tuval Lifshitz was laid to rest in Beit She'an. Lifshitz was a Golani fighter killed in operations in southern Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News notes, European leaders have labeled Israel's strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon as unacceptable. The UK, France, and the EU issued strong condemnations. Here's what people are saying online. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago, urging decisive action against the Islamic Republic's influence in the region. Lebanese lawmakers, as reported by Hussein Haqqani, argue that Lebanon is sovereign and not bound to the Iran ceasefire terms. European leaders disagree. Avi Meir, a commentator, voiced concern over Lebanon's failure to curb Hezbollah's influence. He hopes a weakened Hezbollah could be more easily removed. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in the north. Hezbollah's attack earlier today, as reported by Ynet, was said to be a response to Israeli ceasefire violations. The IDF's retaliation hit targets in Beirut. This development draws international criticism and complicates ongoing diplomatic efforts for peace. Turning to the Iran ceasefire, JTA details that despite the truce, the IDF continues its military actions against Hezbollah in Lebanon. European leaders have called for the ceasefire to include Lebanon, but Israel maintains its position. The closed Strait of Hormuz adds to regional tensions, affecting global oil supply. Meanwhile, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar clarified via JNS that Hezbollah is not part of the Iran ceasefire agreement. This distinction is crucial as it influences Israel's military strategy in Lebanon. The ongoing conflict raises concerns over a broader escalation. In a related development, the funeral of IDF soldier Tuval Lifshitz, covered by Walla, brings the human cost of the conflict into focus. His death underscores the personal sacrifices made by those involved in military operations. And finally, European leaders' rebuke of Israel's actions, as reported by I-24 News, highlights the growing diplomatic strain. Their coordinated response marks a significant moment in international relations concerning the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Mariv reports that Jewish billionaire Bill Ackman plans to shake up the global economy again. He is considering a new fund to make bold market bets. Separately, CTEC explains the significance of Iran's Karg Island, an oil hub. With most exports routed through there, any conflict escalation could impact global markets. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the frenzy for a popular gaming brand. Viral advertisements featuring top athletes have led to high demand and empty shelves in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.